life.
Ches Menachem Av, Friday the 24th of July, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, Tisha B'Av, making the most of it.
I heard an interesting thought on that pasuk we say in Eichel. The pasuk says, "Kol reiz feho is siguha bein amitzorin." Pashup shat is kol reiz feho. All the pursuers of Klal Yisrael is siguha bein amitzorin. They caught up with her when things got tight. Somebody's being chased by someone, and they're running down the road, and he still has space to maneuver to the left, to the right. He can wriggle out of it. He can get away from it. But when it gets Ben Hamatzorim, when the sides start getting narrower, then all of a sudden he can't run away and he gets caught. What is the Ben Hamatzorim? So Rashi says the Ben Hamatzorim means the time between the two tight spots in the Yiddish calendar, between Shivas of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Between those two spots, that's when Kolreid fell. All those who were chasing, pursuing Klal Yisrael, Hisigua, they managed to catch him. Heard from Yidle Wickler, it's a very good Shem Chassidus for him, that there's a vort here in Pasuk, and they touched it differently. The Koshin Samagid took the word Reidafeho, those who pursue her, and he split it into two words. It's a famous vort. Instead of Reidafeho, he split it into Kol Reidfei, Kol Reidefko. Anyone who's pursuing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who is running after the Ribbono Shleilam, Kol Reidef Ka, all those who are looking for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hisiguha, they achieved it, Bein HaMetzorim, in this time between Shavas Matamas and Tisha B'Av. It gives us a new perspective on what we're meant to be doing in these days. Every time a person stops and is misabel on the Kedusha, on the Shechina, on Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Anytime a person feels the Avelus of Yerushalayim, Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim, Zoicha, Veroya, Simchasa, every bit of Avelus is wearing away at another piece of Churban. And we wash away the Tumah of the Churban by being Misabel al Yerushalayim. There's a famous Shla HaKodesh. Tonight, Bemis is Tisha B'Av. The whole of Shabbos, Bemis should be Tisha B'Av. But we don't have any halachas of Tisha B'Av, almost just Dvarim Shabbatzina, according to the Ramah. But almost no halachas of Tisha B'Av. Dvarim Shabbatzina. So the Shla HaKadosh says, Ataychen that, he says, you know why we don't have Avelus on Shabbos? So the Valbinyam Beis HaMikdosh in a Deiches HaShabbos. The Shla HaKadosh. And when you're being misabel, you're building the basement. You can't build on Shabbos, whether it means melacha or me'en melacha, whatever it means. But it's mashma, that's the vault that you can't be misabel in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. You're not bein the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos. So it means there's a whole level of avodah, of kirvas elikim, that can only be achieved during these 3 weeks. And as we get through the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and get closer to Tisha B'Av, we're getting closer to the Mayed, to the meeting point, where we meet the Ribbono Shel Kol Reidef Ka, somebody who's really running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hisiguah Bein HaMetzorim. Of course, the kash on the vart is that the tiktok doesn't quite work, does it? Kol Reidef Ka is singular. Instead of Reidfeho, those who pursue, it's a single person who's pursuing. And what's he pursuing? He's Reidef Ka. The revenge of his Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Nekeva. So the end of the pasuk shouldn't be called Reidef Ka. He who pursues Hashem, his siguha, they reached her. It should be he reached him. His sigui, not his siguha. So the Chazal Shemagid, 1 second. We didn't say Kol Reidef Yud Kei Vav Kei. We said Kol Reidef Ka. Ka is only the Yud and the Hey, the first two name letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. What about the second two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? There's a Vav and a Hey. Hisig, Vav, and Hey. Kol Reidef Yud, then Hey. Hisig, Vav, and Hey. In these days, if If you run after the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's not right like the rest of the year. The rest of the year, when you run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might get the Yud and the Hey, but you won't get the Vav and the Hey. This time of the year, you have the Koyach to get not just the Yud and the Hey, not just the first two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but the Vav and the Hey as well. Now what does that mean? The first two letters, not the last two letters. So just to show that it's not a new musig, it's a musig that we're familiar with. We know that by Milchamas Amalek, the Rebbeinu Shalom made a shvur, ki yod al keis ko milcham al Hashem Amalek. And of course Chazal ask, what do you mean yod al keis ko? Keis doesn't mean anything. Keis is the first two letters of kisei, of the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteta, in a kisei sholei machi mochez zar shel Amalek. So long as Amalek is around, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a keis. It's not a kisei. It's missing the aleph. And who, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal himself when Amalek's still around? Ki yod al keis ko. It's only the yud and the hey that really shine in the world when we're under the influence of Amalek. The vav and the hey, ein Hashem shalim. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't express itself fully in the world when we're under the effects of the galus of Amalek. The Gaon says, Kivocha Hashem b'tzion, the Rebbeinu Shem chose Tzion, Iva l'moish avloi, his desire to dwell there. Iva is the Aleph, the Vav, and the Hey that are missing because of Amalek. The Aleph of Kisei, the Vav, and the Hey of the Shem. All that says is that there's something missing in this world when we're in Golus. When we're under Golus, we can't get the fullness of Hashem's name. We have the Yud and the Hey, but those second two letters, that Vav and the Hey, we don't have in Golus. So in these days, when we have the koyach to be misabel al Yerushalayim, and the avelus of Yerushalayim connects us to that kedusha, to that shechina, to that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it takes us beyond the galus, and point in this time of galus, through the avelus, we misgaber over the galus, and we get back that vav and hey. That's avot. Let's understand this a little bit further and see whether we can touch on this, what this could mean to us, a vav and a hey, another two letters, what does it mean? You know, the Gemara says in the Makkos that there's 630 mitzvahs are split into two parts. 248 mitzvahs asay, and 365 mitzvahs lois asay. Why do we have 248 mitzvahs asay? Keneged evorov shalodom. Now that's not just a cute thing, you know, cute, same number, huh? 248, 248. What's the vot? That every aver of a person says, asay be mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for every aver of a person. What exactly that is, I don't know. But every Ava has a mitzvah, and when a person does a mitzvah, he's building a part of his ruchniyastiga guf, of his ruchniyastiga mitzvahs. Shteta, a person has 248 mitzvahs, that means there's 248 parts of shleimus. The guf ha'adam has 248 parts. So if a person wants to get to Olam Haba, and he wants to be a whole person, he's trying to build 248 sections of a human being. So for that, you're going to have to need 248 parts, ingredients, investments, in order to build that. That's the 248 mitzvahs asay. What are the 365 mitzvahs lois asay? So there's different ruschais in Chazal. Either keneged the 365 days in the year, or keneged the sinews of a person, the gidim of a person. So which mitzvah, which lois asay, is keneged which gid? Which gid, which of the 365 relates to which gid of the guf? Hard to know. But there's one that's mufurish in Chazal. And it's quite obvious. If we talk about a lois asay and a gid, there's obviously going to be gid hanoshe. There's a lav against eating gid hanoshe, and that lav is keneged that gid. There's a gid that there's a certain sinew, the one that is in the thigh. Well, the reason why we don't eat the hindquarters of an animal, but that gid is something that is affected by this lois asay of not eating gid hanoshe. So that's the sinew that relates to that lois asay. Which day in the year relates to the gid hanoshe, relates to this lois asay? Every one of the 365 must connect to one of the 365. Tisha B'av Shleita Chazal. Tisha B'av is the yoim, the day in the year that shaykh to the gid hanoshe. So when the Malach of Esav wrestles with Yaakov, And Vayakilo Yochiloi, he's unable to affect Yaakov. Yaakov's too strong for him. Yaakov's too wholesome for him. He can't get a grip on it. Can't weaken him. But he finds one point, the weakness in Yaakov is this Gid Anoshe. And in the year, Esav can't attack Yaakov until Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Esav is able to be misgaber over Yaakov. Until then, he can fight, he can hurt, he can't misgaber. Tisha B'Av is where Esav gets. As a shtei chazal, there's a Gid Anoshe. A yoim called Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? What's the significance of the fact that Yaakov Avinu is fighting with the Sari Shal Esav, and the only place he can affect him is punked there in the Gid Anoshe? So to understand this, I'd like to look at a famous Gemara, a very, very famous Gemara. It's a problem when Gemaras are famous. It's hard to think about them again. And really, the only way to understand the Gemara is to approach it as if it's new. We'll try again. Try and approach a Gemara that we know, no doubt we've heard many Verton, many Pshatim, many Vertelach. But let's try and see if we can approach the Gemara again and listen to what the Gemara is telling us. And then maybe the Gechidosh B'negeya to Golos and to what we can do to get out of the Golos. The Gemara says, Alma of the Oretz, why did Eretz Yisrael end up being destroyed? Why did it go lost? Al Shaloi Birchu B'Torah Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha before they learned Torah. And everybody is down from the Ram, then in the Dor and the Ranas, the Kasha. What does that mean? What's the significance of not making Birchas HaTorah before learning Torah? Like Birchu B'Torah Tchila. It doesn't say they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Sounds like they did. But not Tchila. Not before they learned it. They didn't make it before they learned it, when they make it after they learned it. Just say, like Birchu B'Torah. They make Birchas HaTorah, but not beforehand. And the result of that, the punishment for that, seems to be Avdat HaOretz, the loss of Eretz Yisrael. This pshat is a Chasam Sefer. But it's not just Chasam Sefer. There are a lot of places. Chavis is the same word. Malas HaTorah is the same word. Many Mefarshim Mechavim to the same Yisoid. But Yisoid is something that's negat to many, many areas of Yiddishkeit. You know, we have Tariag mitzvahs, we have 630 mitzvahs, and many of them are very disparate, very different areas of life. Ram Chabir, Ram Namokim, there's things they get to plants, to people, to animals, different ways of doing mitzvahs. But there's one mitzvah that is separate to all the others. One mitzvah that's somehow different to the others. In the Mishnah every morning we say, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is in a class of its own. Talk about Birchu B'Torah Tchila. Birchus HaTorah. Every other mitzvah has one bracha. You have a bracha that you say, Hashem Kitchonu B'Mitzvaitzo B'Tzivonu. Whatever it is, Al, Netzivas Lulav Achilus Matzah, whatever the bracha is. Even mitzvahs that have a bracha, there's the same bracha for all of them. Comes to Birchus HaTorah, and before you start being Oisik B'Torah, a person needs two brachas. Asher Kiddushonu, Mitzvah Harivna, and Asher Bachar Bonu. We have a bracha meyuchad to Torah Kedush. Before we say Kriyas Shema, we have a bracha of Avarava in the morning, Avasalem at night, maybe Avasalem both, depends what your nusach is. But it's a bracha all about Limud HaTorah. Where else do you find a bracha of this mitzvah? This mitzvah stands on its own. It's keneged kulam. And if a person has this mitzvah, somehow it becomes a knisa to all the other mitzvahs. What's the chashivas of Limud HaTorah? So one of the inyanim that's coming to say in our Torah is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there are two parts to being human, to being tefus anything. Two parts to any creativity. There's always two different chalokim. There's machshava and there's maisa. And they're a completely different experience, and a completely different set of strengths. It's an interesting thing. You know, one of the worst things that can happen to a business is that it stagnates. They're doing well, and they're doing what they do, okay, but they don't have the creativity to look for new ways or to improve their efficiency or their productivity, or bichlal, to realize that there might be a new line. And in today's world, if you're not creative, you say bye-bye. You know, if you're still making cameras like you were 20 years ago, nobody's going to buy them. Or you're going to make tapes, or tape recorders or typewriters. It's just these things just don't sell. There's no market for them. It's not that there's competition. It just doesn't exist. There's somebody selling, you know, the ribbons for typewriters. I've been in there for 50 years, built up a very successful company. All of a sudden, there's something called a, you know, remember the word processors? You're finished, you're out of business. You'll be selling film for cameras. It was a perfectly normal commodity available in every shop and every chemist. And now it doesn't exist, there's no such market. You've got to be on top of it. You've got to be able to think out of the box to have a vision of where you want to go, to Yid Machshov. And people who are very practical and very pragmatic, very down to earth, but can't think big, are just not going to make it. Certainly not in today's climate. There's only one thing worse than being too practical and not having a vision. And that's having a vision and not being practical. Mm-hmm. If you're producing film and ribbon for typewriters, there's probably some market somewhere in, I don't know, India, where you still sell these things. Epos something. You might find something to do with it. But a person who's full of ideas and can't bring them into the Olam HaMaisa, one of these dreamy people, they're just useless. They have ideas, lots of, always a new idea. Today, the great idea is, oh, he's going to produce, he's going to make this, and it's all, you know, in his mind, it's all happening. Tomorrow he's busy with something else. Never able to concretize something and bring it into this world and make it real. And both of these people are not really going to be very successful. What's the Eitzah for the first guy? What's the Eitzah for the second guy? There's one answer to both. Ashutus, have two people in the business. If they can learn to get on, I repeat, if, means if they can learn to get on, if they can work together, if they can synchronize their strengths and put them together, and you can create a synergy, you can have a remarkable, remarkable shutvas. One comes up with ideas, and one brings them into the Olam HaMaisa. That was the idea of marriage. A man is full of ideas and theory, and a woman generally is more pragmatic, more down to earth, and she keeps him grounded. She says, yeah, it's a good idea, but she doesn't mean to just be such a... She's not trying to be a wet blanket. That's her strength. A man who comes home with big ideas and his wife starts asking him questions and you're not going to be able to afford it, you're not going to think she's a nag. She's not a nag. She's helping bring it into the Olam HaMaisa. Machshava and Maisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, without Torah, Torah is Ruchnius, Torah is Machshava, Torah is Hasoga. Torah enables a person to grasp something that is beyond his experience. To get beyond the level of the guf that he's caught in. And relate to an ashama that's above him. Relate to something that's mamash. When a person's dovak b'Torah, he's dovak in kedusha mamash. He's completely beyond olam hazeh. And that's why it's so imperative that a person is Usik Batura. That's why there's such a stress on being Kaveya Itim Vayoyim Uvalayla. To be Loma Tira Ba'omol, be a gear. With all your kech, a person throws himself into his learning. He's being Dovek in something that's pure Shechina, pure Kedusha. He's Lemaylo Me'ulam Azeh. Abba, somebody who's Loma Tira Shaloy Al Manas La'asuis. Chazal say, Noyach Lu Shenevcha Shel Yosei Al Panov. If he's learning without the plan of ever applying it, and even mitzvahs that nobody else can do, even mitzvahs that can't be done at another time, he pushes them off and he's not interested in doing them because of his learning. It would be better for him that his placenta would have strangled him, suffocated him, as he was about to be born. Should never have been born. A wasted life. A life of Torah that isn't brought lidei maisa is meaningless, it's mamash hevelvarik. And Kiyodua, the Gaon asks, there's other ways of describing death. Just say, noach l'shaloi noilad. Or better, noach l'shameis. Why does it have to be punked? At the point of birth, he should die because somebody should come and strangle him. The famous vort of the Gaon, where the Gaon says, as the tachlis of Olam Hazeh is not just pure, unadulterated Limud HaTorah. And the raya is, because this embryo had it before he was born. He's b'meyinoi. He's got no Rebbe. There's a malach who's teaching him Torah. So why don't you come out? If you want that type of Torah, you could have stayed inside. You only need to come out, you only need to be Noilad La'avir Olam. You need to come into this world to take that Torah and apply it to Mice. That's when it becomes real, that's when it becomes concrete, that's when it has expression in Olam Hazeh. At the same time, don't waste an opportunity for pure Torah and start doing Maisim. If a person has a choice of mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, what do you choose? Torah, Maisim Tovim? The halacha is learn Torah, not Maisim Tovim. As long as it's Efshele Osas Adi De Acherim, there's someone else who can do the mitzvah, don't close your Gemara, stay and learn. There's a Neridigi Kedush in Torah. You bring it down when that's the expression of that Torah. Avinu Avarachman Amrachim Rachim Aleinu V'Sein B'Libeinu L'Hovin L'Askel L'Shmoya L'Lmoid L'Lamed. That's all talking about Limud HaTorah. L'Shmor V'Lasis V'Lekayim. That moved to mitzvahs. Is it Torah this bracha or mitzvahs? And the Torah is the bracha is a bracha of Torah. If a person missed out mitzvah Birch HaTorah, he's Yotzu with Ava Rabba. The bracha is about Torah HaKadoshim. But one of the giluim of Torah Kedosh, one of the revelations of Torah, one of the aspects of perfection of Torah is when that Torah is not just learnt, not just taught, it's expressed in action. Lishmar lasis ulekayim, a synergy of machshava and maisa, to bring the two together, and then we have shlemus. And interesting, Yitzchak Isaac points out, but in Torah there's a maila of loymed al menas lasus. It's not just that a person should have both limud and maisa, but you bring the two together. When he's learning with thoughts of how I will apply this. Like the Ramban says, before you close that sefer, ask yourself, how does this affect my life? And everything could. Everything has some shaykhs to a person's chayim. Before loymed al menas lasus. More than that, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac, a person who hasn't learned the sugya, a person who hasn't learned the inyan and does a mitzvah, his mitzvah only goes as far as his maisim can take him. When a person does a mitzvah, and he knows what's behind that mitzvah, he's learned the halachas of the mitzvah, he's learned the inyanim of the mitzvah, that maisa mitzvah affects olamas much higher than a person who hasn't learned Torah. It's an amazing thing. We know about Lomad Amanas Lasis. We forget about Asiya Mikoyach Limut. It's just because then you don't have A and B, Torah and Mitzvahs, Machshava and Maisa. Rather, then he says you have a combination of both. He stells it to Torah Shabichsav and Torah Shabalpeh, Pashas Dvarim, Berne Geh, Sefer Dvarim, we don't have time for that now. It's Torah Shabichsav and Torah Shabalpeh. But the perfection of it is when you understand how the halachas come out of the Chumash, when you see the droshes of Chazal. Ayin Shom, Farsh, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem, the Arichus of the Chamish Chumash Torah, which is the five, that's the Chamish Chumash Torah, and then there's the Vav, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, and bring the two together. A synergy in life between doing and thinking, between Hasoga and Maisa. Barichu, his mazbe there, we don't have time to go through the details, but that's the two parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Yud and the He is the Hasoga, is the Machshava. A Yud always represents that which you haven't yet got, that which you're looking forward to. The Yud makes it into future. Also, Yaseh, Holach, Yelech, the Yud is the Machshava, the theory, the idea, the ideal. The Vav and the Hey, the Vav is a letter that comes down, that brings it from Shomayim down to Oretz. It's the link between Shomayim and Oretz. The first of Hashem's name is a person who's got an idea that's a Rabbeinu Shlomo, but he's not yet doing anything about it, he's not living that type of life. To bring the two together is the Yud and the Gei plus the Vav and the Hey. Bring the two together, the Machshava and Maisa. Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah Ur. What a beautiful mashal. The candle or the lamp is like a mitzvah. And the Torah is the light. The Torah is the flame. The flame is the ikkah. That's what gives you light. But the flame only lasts, can only exist as long as there's a candle or a lamp to hold that flame. Ner mitzvah, the Torah. The Umas HaOlam sometimes have some hasoga of machshava. Samach Hasogav Maisa. Shlemus of Machshova, Shlemus of Maisa. Ruchnias and Gashmias. But they keep the two separate. There's church and state. There's life and there's religion. The two are kept as far as possible. Don't ruin my life with religion. Keep them separate. That a person should have both together, should have a sogris ruchnias, huicha machshovas, about how he wants to live, a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then go out and live his life that way, so that his life reflects the ideals that he lives with, is a massive challenge. It's so much easier to have a machshova, to know about all the hashkofa and all the machshova that we know. All that is one section. And then we live our lives how we live our lives. And we'll do mitzvahs sometimes. But those mitzvahs aren't necessarily an expression of the excitement of the ideas that we learnt. To put the two together is to bring together Shamayim V'aretz. And when the Umas Olam attack Klal Yisrael, sometimes they attack us directly and try to stop us learning Torah. At other times, they try to encourage or to discourage us from doing mitzvahs. But there's another aspect to Golus, where they let us have Torah, and they can't stop us doing mitzvahs, but they won't let us bring the two together. They won't let us live in a world where the lev is alive, where we have the sensitivity and the experience that when you know something, that has to translate itself into doing. That when we're doing something, it's coming out of a dveikus in our sogas of Torah Kedusha, bringing the two together. The Malach of Esau attacks Yaakov. When he attacks Yaakov, what he's trying to do is to destroy Yaakov and to stop him being a Yoshev Aharim. That's his mechuv. That's his plan. But Vayaki lo yochel lo, he couldn't stop his machshava. He couldn't even stop his meisim. What he did manage to do was dislocate his hip. Disconnect between the upper part of Yaakov Avinu and the lower part of Yaakov Avinu. Between the legs that stand on this earth and the higher part that's masig that has a sogas. And that is Vatika Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Yaakov's limping means he can't bring the higher part into the lower, can't bring the two together. That's the limp of Golus. One expression Chazal says, and as in these times, there won't be a tamchen deiraisa. Tamchen deiraisa is those who support Torah. That somebody should be involved in Olam Hazeh, successful in Olam Hazeh, a real set of legs, mamash in Olam Hazeh, and at the same time connect to Torah HaKadosha. That's difficult. Zot the Bach. Torah is the mitzvah that represents machshava. It's completely, purely ruchni. But there's a mitzvah that's exactly the opposite. It's purely gashmi. Which mitzvah is that? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It looks, for all intents and purposes, just like the British living in British, the French in French, and the Cambodians in Cambodia. Doesn't seem to have any connection to ruchnis. So the Bach, that mitzvah is a very, very dangerous mitzvah. Because if you're doing mitzvahs of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can end up in Adam Megushim. The only way to mekayim mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael properly is to have a connection to a mitzvah that is pure ruchnis, to be leimet Torah. So the Chasam Sofer, Yidden were learning Torah, of course they were learning Torah. But they didn't have a saga of the Kedushas HaTorah. They didn't realize that Torah is completely different to other mitzvahs. It's kulei machshava, it's kulei ruchnis. And the Mela they held, that you know when you make the bracha on Limud HaTorah, or when you make a bracha on Asiyah Sukkah, the Rambam says, Asiyah Sukkah is a mitzvah. When you make a bracha on Asiyah Sukkah, so the Rambam, although it's a mitzvah, and it really qualifies for Berachas HaMitzvahs, but you only make a bracha at the end when you actually apply the mitzvah, when you actually do it, when you sit in the sukkah. And that bracha is chal on the Asiyah Sukkah as well. So they reckoned, yeah, we'll make a bracha when we do the mitzvah. Because they didn't have the value of Torah being ruchnis l'shem ruchnis, pure kedusha, pure asod. Lo yibirchu b'Torah tchila. Oy b'zeizah the Rebbein Shalom of the Haaretz. If you don't have that connection between the two, you can't continue having Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash was a mokum where we could bring the two together, mokum d'nashki shmai v'Haaretz, a place that heaven and earth met. And the Golus is splitting between Machshava and Maisa. People who live with theory, with ideas, when it comes to real life, we can't apply it. Or we do stuff, but we do it without lave, without thought, without intention. Those two problems, being theoretical in learning and not necessarily feeling that which we learn about, and doing stuff without Machshava, is the same problem. And hopefully, in this time of the year, if we work on it, we look for the Rebbein Shleilam, and we're trying to get to the higher chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Yud and the He, will be zeicher to bring it down into the Vav and the He, Kol Reidiv Ka, Hisig, Vav Ke, Bein HaMetzorim, Shittak and Bezeicher, bring it together to be the Rebbein Shleilam.